This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. There you go. You got to turn the right knob. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, there's a dozen ways you can be part of it. I make it really simple. Right? Head up to the website, therealside.com. As I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can go on Facebook. That's another place. You get a Facebook feed going on there. We have a live chat room at the regular website. Right? Send me an email. Send an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time you spend being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, right? So I got so much I need to get to. I mean, it has been a really, really busy weekend. So many of you are mad that President Trump called off the deportation raids or what have you. And it's really funny because some of you guys that have been behind him, no matter what he does, how, when, and where. Do you not think that maybe he has an ulterior motive? I mean, he's got another plan. I don't know what that is. I couldn't tell you. I think part of it, though, if you really want to get honest about it, you can see what the Democrats losing their minds, coming out against him. And I was thinking as I was sitting here getting ready for the show, have you heard of all the Dems across the country, the Dem mayors and what have you? They're coming out and they're saying, you know, we won't cooperate. This is wrong. We're not going to allow this president to do this. Here's the problem. The order, if you read it, if you read what the president put out there, is he was grabbing people that had already been ordered deported by the courts. So the president ordered ICE to uphold the law and the court order. Isn't it interesting how the Democrats, they pick and choose, they parse without what laws they want to what they want to enforce or which ones they don't. This isn't a president randomly saying, "Hey guys, go out in the street, find the Hispanic, Mexican looking people, and if they can't prove that they belong here, send them back to Mexico." Nobody's saying. The order specifically calls out if you're here, if they've been ordered deported back by the court, or if they didn't go to the deportation hearing. Either one of those two. So he's asking them to enforce the law that Congress could change. Now I hear through the grapevine, I kind of read that Nancy Pelosi reached out to the president, said, "Could you please put this on hold? Let us try to get a handle on it." No, I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, "Hey, you've had years, you had 4 years under Oblamo. You have years here now. No, you get it fixed. You'll just have to move quickly. Maybe you won't go home for that little summer recess that you want," right? Cortez, or lack of Cortez, whatever her name is, AOC, she's telling people to hide illegals. Just like they did, what was it, the Underground Railroad, where they used to hide the slaves. She thinks this is a noble cause. Breaking the law, helping people to break the law, standing behind people to break the law. That's a noble cause. Shows you where they're coming from. Doesn't it? Totally. All right, and finally, my God, pigs have flown, people. The local newspaper in Minneapolis has reported Representative Omar being married to two men at once, one possibly being her own brother. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty sick. Omar had to pay an additional $3,400 in fines for properly used campaign funds. But the investigation into Omar and the findings released by the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board revealed something even more serious and sinister, I mind you. It appears that Omar may have filed fraudulent federal and state tax returns. Michelle Malkin immediately jumped into the fray and called Omar out of her fraudulent marriage to her brother. And then I mean, really, seriously, if this was Trump, or, matter of fact, I'll even go further than that. If it was any Republican with any kind of authority whatsoever, they'd be all over them like white on rice, wouldn't they? And, you know, and the orders of the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board required that she pay up plus describe fully the disclosure amount she paid for, quote-unquote, immigration services related to her divorce. Now, here's the deal. She used campaign money to deal with her immigration issues, right, and with her divorce. I don't know if you could do that. I would imagine it's illegal. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not an expert. So they wanted her to file an amended report, and then she must personally reimburse the Omar Committee $3,400. The reimbursement payment is a total amount of the campaign funds that were used for purposes not permitted in the statutes for 2016 to 17. She's got to provide documentation within 30 days that she had adhered to this. She also has a civil penalty of $500, and that's assessed against her personally. Okay? I mean, it just goes on and on. She broke the law all over the place. Where's the Democrat outrage? Where's those law-abiding Oh, yeah. Anyway. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Guess who joins me next? One of your favorites, Kimberly Marin, right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You can find us up on Facebook. You can find us in a dozen different places. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. Let me bring her in. I always enjoy the time she's with us. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to help us kick the week off and really get get rolling here. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so you know, I know this is kind of like a common conversation, but are you suffering from global warming, cooling, climate change there in New Hampshire?
No, actually, not at all.
People are saying to me, there's something, I guess in Colorado or someplace, it snowed.
It's snowing.
Yeah. And they're like, so I'm trying to figure out how snowing equates to climate change that's melting the snow caps that I'm confused.
Oh, that's okay. The left is pushing the thing that sea levels are going to rise and wipe out whole cities. They said that was supposed to happen like in the 1990s.
Oh, yeah.
They're going back. They're recycling their BS.
Oh, just go to the stuff. Look, the very first... what was it called? Earth Day. That's it. The very first Earth Day was hilarious because all those predictions they made, not one came true.
Earth Day,
yeah.
Wait, Earth Day started by the guy who composted his girlfriend.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's hilarious. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'm still waiting for New York to be uninhabitable, right? Remember that? Two-thirds? I'm sorry, I don't want to overdo it. I think I'd be safer to say one-third of the Earth's population would be totally wiped out. You know, it's just amazing. And it never stops. It just never stops with these people. You know, and then once you got past the, let me see, what did I say? One-third of the Earth's population would be, oh, yeah, that's right. That we would have mass starvation across the planet because there'd be no rain, when in reality, we have a mass obesity problem in most major countries. So they kind of blew it everywhere, didn't they?
I got cut off.
Yeah.
I got disconnected right as I was saying Earth Day. The guy who created Earth Day, started Earth Day, composted his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I got that. I actually had some fun with that.
Oh, you did get that.
And then
missed
that. Yeah.
I missed everything you said after that.
Well, you didn't miss anything big. Don't worry about it. No, but basically,
like, right, but now am I getting censored on the tablet now?
Yeah, there you go. So you were NSA finally broke into it. No. But what I was saying was that not one of their predictions came true, and you know,
none of them have.
Right, and yet, what's his name? He still gets millions of dollars doing these stupid movies about an inconvenient truth. It should be about a very bright lie, is what it really should be. The name of the movie.
How? No, seriously, think about this. These people have been claiming all of their crap since the 1960s or 70s, right? The early 70s, I think.
Yeah.
So they've been making all these claims. Not once have they been right. Not one claim, not one ever has come true. Why does anyone still believe anything they say? Yeah. I mean, seriously, what does it take for people to wake up and look at them and say, you've been lying all these years. I'm not going to believe you now.
No, some of those people in the walk away movement, you talk with some people that have walked away from the Democrat Party, they go, look, they just, it isn't even that. They paint us as such liars. They paint us as such nasty, terrible people that anything the upper echelon of the Democrat Party tells them is true. It has to be true.
Right.
You know, it's really scary to think about it.
You know what's funny? I can't remember if I talked about with you about this before or someone else, but I've noticed over the past like 5 years, there's been a shift, and more people are like, you know what? Take a hike. We don't believe you. So, you know, 5 years previous to that, everyone was embedded in it and they believed it. But I'm definitely noticing a shift that more and more people are like, yeah, you guys are full of it. Yeah. We don't believe you. We've heard from other scientists. We've heard the truth and that there is not consensus. And you've been proven to be pushing fraudulent science, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So more and more people. But the problem is they're teaching it in schools now. So kids are being propagandized with this. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, no, look it. I'm on your, I'm on your side with this one. But the other thing about this, again, they twist these numbers because the number that 95% of the scientists agree is a pseudo-true statement. So they sent out,
right,
I don't know the exact numbers, but what, they sent out like 6,000 of these forms, only 300 of the scientists reported back or sent them back. I mean, 6,000 to 300, and the majority of them say, we believe that it's man-made. You couldn't use that. You couldn't really have that as a real scientific number, as a number for research in the real science world, could you?
So in the real science world, it's everything has to be peer-reviewed. It's got to be, you know, good evidence, and they don't have any of that.
Right. Yeah, none of it. Absolutely none of it. All right, so I was finishing up before we go to break here. I was talking about Representative Omar, you know, how she married her brother and all this other stuff. Now, it's really funny because all of a sudden, the world is coming down around her, right? So you've got, you know, the right, and even the, what is it, the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board, they're fining her, they're asking her to explain her actions, the whole nine yards. Now, we have listeners out there, and some of them are telling us that she sold herself as a whole different person. And now we're really seeing, yeah, now we're seeing what she's like, and they want her gone.
A lot of Dems, I think, did that in this past election, but I don't know. She was in their legislature, so I don't know how she sold herself as a different person. She must have voted, right, in the legislature?
Yeah, but how long was she in there?
I don't think it was that long, to be honest. Like a year and a half, maybe, or two years?
Well, that was like, what was the other guy that they had over there next door that kept voting present? Remember him?
God. Yeah, Obama. Yeah.
Right? He did absolutely nothing, and somehow he made it to president.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't tell you anything about a person or how they will actually vote. So, yeah, I don't know what the history was, but, you know, there's a lot of people who never bother looking up the votes of the people they vote for.
No. No.
Right? They just listen to what the people say. Hey, I'm this or that. When in reality, all you got to do is look at their votes to find out they're exactly the opposite of what they're telling you.
Yep. Yeah, no, on a regular basis, too. And as far as she went, like I said, we've become so politically correct. We can't now vote against a black person. We can't vote against a Muslim. And if you're, my God, what if you're a black Muslim, then you're really screwed, right? Anyway, we've got a little break. Joe Mastin, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Kimberly will be with us on the other side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let
Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. But we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
We are back. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Sometimes the tongue gets in the wind. What did I tell you? Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let me just bring her in because, you know what? The tongue and the lips aren't working right. She can help out. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me. So how you doing today? Everything good?
Oh, just it's a Monday. You know everything's fabulous because it's Monday.
Yeah, everything starts closing in around you on Monday because you got all that crap that came together over the weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah. Don't you love it?
Oh, yeah.
God. So, listen, I don't know if did you hear about Joe Biden's comments about, Trump's election is kind of like the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy, that the tragedy
what?
That... Yeah, he said basically it was a tragedy that was so great in nature that it pulled the Democrats together. So because the assassination of MLK Jr., a Republican, and Bobby Kennedy were just a Democrat thing. And only, you know, it didn't affect the Republicans at all. He really said that.
Wow.
This was on Saturday during an interview with the Right Reverend Al Sharpatone.
Oh, God. So it was Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
But, I mean, think about what he's equating. These people have totally, totally lost their minds. You know, let me see if you feel about this. The comment I made was that President Trump, when he put out the order to go through the major cities to pick up the illegals, right, the Democrats were selling this as the president was going to go, grab these people out of their homes, you know, people that have been living here, people that have been working here, good residents, because you can't call them citizens, good residents of those areas. But here's the deal. The order was not just to pick up anybody who looked Hispanic and looked nervous and looked like they might be here illegally. The order was for those who had already been ordered deported by the court.
Right.
So there was already a court order to move them out. So are the Dems now against enforcing the law totally?
Of course they are when it comes to illegals. Of course they are. Yeah, and you notice no one ever said that. They never said, oh, these were already people who had orders for deportation. They'd
no,
all
they
say that.
Yeah.
That dirtbag, Eric Swalwell, said, if you're Hispanic, President Trump wants to split up your, break up your family. Isn't that a little bit racist, as someone else pointed out, because not all illegals are Hispanic?
Right. I always say that. Why do you keep saying they're all Mexican or Hispanic? There are Asians coming over those lines. There are Arabs coming over those lines, you know?
Okay. I've known two illegals in my life, personally, and one was from Brazil and one was from Sweden. Okay, one of them did come here by boat, and the other one overstayed a visa. So I've known these people. They were hardly Hispanic.
Yeah. No. I love this stuff. They so hang themselves. And then you got Buttigieg, whatever his name is.
Oh, my God, rat boy.
Did he hang himself big time over the weekend or what? Did you hear about this?
I forget. What did he say? I know he said something. Oh, in South Bend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was having a little town hall meeting and all this other stuff. And the black community is outraged at him because it was a shooting. A white cop shot another black guy. I mean, just the whole thing. And he handled it so wrong, so terribly. They wanted to hang him. You know.
That's what I heard. I didn't actually watch what happened, but the guy can't even manage South Bend. How's he supposed to manage a country?
He could, listen, here's the thing. The heat was up, they were coming at him, and he fell apart. Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, and you're sitting here thinking to yourself, wow, you can't handle these few questions, you know?
Right.
Not one word. When they were calling for the cop to be fired, when they were calling, you know, just call, if I was him, I said, look, what if what looks to be the truth, yeah, he'll be fired and prosecuted. There'd be no question about it. But like anybody else, we want to make sure we go through all the proper channels, that we do the investigation,
yeah.
And if the guy's guilty, we want to nail him good. That's the way I would put it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and I'm already seeing stories coming out about the perpetrator. But you know how the mob is.
Yeah.
The mob, when they see something they think, it doesn't matter what the truth is, they got the guy lynched already. The cop is already lynched. They don't wait to find out what the story is or what the truth is or whether there was a valid reason. They just go for the throat. That's it.
Yep.
So, and who knows if we'll ever find out the truth, because, you know, that takes forever to come out.
No, we won't, because they don't care. They really don't. The mainstream media doesn't really care. They're trying
nope.
to get their person in. You know, I mean, sweet Jesus, I'm going to get every, you know, gay and lesbian friend that I have that tried to get married and couldn't, and tell them Elizabeth Warren wants to give you reparations. Did you hear about that one? She now wants to give reparations to all the gay and lesbians that weren't allowed to get married for years, and how it hurt them financially, mentally, whatever. And I'm like, oh, come on.
These Democrats are insane. And Bernie Sanders today wants to cancel all student debt. $1.6 trillion student debt. He wants to cancel all of it and make Wall Street pay for it. What? He's a moron. So is Elizabeth Warren. I want reparations for all the years that women couldn't vote. How's that?
Another one.
Huh.
How about all the years
yeah.
that I gotta find out something the Italians weren't allowed to do. Okay. I want part of this.
Hey, I'm Irish. They were trying not to let us work. No, Irish need not apply.
Right.
I want reparations for that,
yeah.
too.
God, this is... Do you see how crazy this gets? The more you go on with this, it's
insane.
Out of control. And, you know, to Bernie's point that he wants Wall Street to suffer for this, I want you to think about something. All right? No. Think about something. Two things here. Who took over student loans during the Oblano administration?
That would be the federal government. And taxpayers are basically co-signers for every student loan that the federal government gives out.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then does he really think that if you're going to get Bank of America to pay these loans, there's going to be some kind of fee tacked onto something to help
consumers will pay
right?
it. Of course.
There's no way Wall Street's going to take this one. This is not going to happen.
And it doesn't...
But it sounds
and you know
good.
What? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter because it's the federal government's is the reason their intrusion into higher education in the first place is what has caused higher education tuition costs to increase. Yeah. So now they want to screw it up even more. I mean, I think I told you before, the college I graduated from was $25,000 a year when I went, and it was not that long ago. It's now over $60,000 a year. That's insanity. And why does it cost that much? Because they can charge that much because the government's going to hand over free cash for all these morons that are willing to take out $100,000 for a four-year college.
Yeah.
Or more. Because the government lets that happen.
Yeah. Oh, you know, if you heard Bernie's speech, they're in debt of no fault of their own for the no. Gets better. For the mere crime of trying to educate themselves.
I want to know. I paid off my student loans. I want to know if I'm going to get paid for all that.
Here we go. Yep.
Hey, yeah. Let's just keep going on giving out the free stuff. Mortgage. Oh my God, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, it's like they're on an Oprah show and they're giving away stuff.
Let's pay off everybody's credit cards. Think of it, to your point, right? I mean, seriously, you know, how far back do we go with student debt? How do we reimburse everybody who's ever gone to college? Who pays for that? I mean, seriously, where do you stop?
What about parents who sacrificed so that they could pay a big chunk of their kids' college tuition so their kids wouldn't have a big student loans?
They need reparations.
I'm telling you, there's lots of reparations coming my way.
These people, they're just so gone. They're just so
gone. They literally, Joe, have you ever seen videos of monkeys in a zoo taking feces and throwing it up against the wall or throwing it at people?
Yes.
That is what every Democrat candidate is doing and waiting to see how many nitwits eat their feces.
Yeah. No, I
that's what they're doing.
They just throw it up there. Let's see what sticks, and that's what we'll run with that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
And they're more insane by the day.
Yeah, I'm your host, Joe Messina. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about how the Oregon governor sent the police out to arrest legislators that wouldn't show up for her dog and pony show. I'll explain more when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNET programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and appreciate the time she spends with us. Kimberly, how are we doing?
We are doing good.
Glad to hear.
Despite all the lunacy. Can you imagine? How does so much lunacy happen in one weekend?
Oh, thank God. That's all I got to say. I don't have to dig and look for stories anymore.
I've got
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I probably got about 36 tabs open, ready to go. You know?
It comes to you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
never have to look. I remember the days when I did have to look for stories to either write about or to talk about on the radio. You don't even have to anymore. It just falls right into your lap.
Right.
A big pile of poo usually.
Yeah. Well, all right. So you and I were talking during the break, and this story, I won't say we're on opposite sides on this. We'll probably have a different take on it. But apparently the Oregon Governor Kate Brown, she sent the police out okay, to pick up Republican lawmakers. I mean, go to their houses, throw them in the back of the car, because their constitution allows the governor to compel absent lawmakers. Now, she's decided that compel means to arrest. So if she can decide that, I got a whole bunch of other compels that I've heard about in the law that we should be able to send the police out for, like, you know, compelling people to show up for court. But that's beside the point. But anyway, some of the lawmakers have gone to different states, and I know they need to do their job. They need to step up. But just think about this. They don't want to arrest. She won't arrest illegals in the major towns, but she's going to go arrest lawmakers. Isn't this funny?
Oh, my God. I didn't know she could compel them. Does that mean she can actually arrest them?
That's what I'm saying. You hear me? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that. I think she's probably taken a little, reading a little bit too much into what she can do to compel. I think she can probably just call a special session or something.
She's done this before, apparently. But she also. Listen, this is even better.
She's done what before?
She said
arrested lawmakers?
She's gone out to arrest lawmakers to bring them in to, you know, vote and do their job or whatever.
Stop it.
You thought the air was only thin there in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Let me tell you what. But a Republican, Brian Boquist, it looks like is his name, he told the police to come heavily armed.
That's so bad.
Send bachelors and come heavily armed, Boquist said, because I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple for me.
I mean, Kate Brown is really bad. I get that. And the Democrats in Oregon are really, really bad. I get that, too. But, oh, my God. I mean, the place is... I don't know what they're thinking.
It's bad and getting worse on a daily basis, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know people who live there. It's Portland is like an insane asylum all just by itself.
Oh, I've been up there.
It's sad.
I love this stuff because, like I say, you're talking about Washington, then you get into Washington State, then you get into Oregon, Northern California. I mean, these places, you know what it is? The problem is it's too beautiful. It's too pretty. Life is too easy. And that's exactly, you know, why they have the problems they have. But there's an Oregon militia group that has spoke up. Now, see, this could get bad. Right? And they're saying they're willing to protect the legislators at any cost.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This may be the first civil war we've seen happen in quite some time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is really, this could be bad.
And isn't it all over a cap and tax scam?
Yep.
Vote.
Exactly. Climate change crap. To be nice about it.
Maybe they should just send Man Bear Pig out to get them.
I love this stuff. No, seriously.
That will work.
I mean, think about all the stuff going on around us. And I always say the same thing. It keeps coming at us at a million miles an hour, right? And there's so many stories you don't even know where to start. I started a little while ago with you with the Elizabeth Warren story. And, you know, some people thought I was joking. I'm not. She's come out. It's in the Daily Caller.
Wait. No. Did you see the other day? This is even better. She celebrated her birthday at Planned Parenthood. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I mean, think about that. Think about that. Yeah. You're looking at the blue barrels going, gee, sorry you didn't make it, but let's have a toast to me. I mean, this is how sick these people are.
I know. God, and they think it's all great. And I have all these lunatics in the state on a regular basis now.
I know. They're parading through your place. But is New Hampshire... Well, I shouldn't. I'm almost afraid to ask this question. I mean, is New Hampshire really right in line with all this stuff?
Listen, the only reason we have a Democrat federal legislation is because out-of-staters are allowed to vote in our state. So all the college students who don't actually live here and have a home state in Massachusetts or Vermont or wherever other state, they vote. And they were allowed to vote in our state elections.
Wow.
And we passed legislation which
wait a minute.
Hardcore.
All I have to do is think about moving there. give some serious consideration, I can fly out and vote and then come home?
Yep.
Wow.
Because, yes, because, I was a poll watcher 1 year, and I left for a little while because I had been up at an event the night before until like 3 a.m. So when I came back, one of the women told me, hey, there was a woman that came in here and said she was from Vermont, but she was moving to New Hampshire and she wanted to vote, and they let her.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have to have ID. I mean, it's in a law. You know, you're supposed to have ID, but you don't have to really.
Wow.
We'll just take an affidavit. You can pretend like you actually live here, and we're going to take your picture, but that's it. And they don't follow up. I mean, we caught a couple vote fraud people, but they don't really... They don't really follow up with all these people. Listen, we have thousands of people with out-of-state licenses vote in the 2016 election. Thousands. This isn't a joke.
It still didn't help them. They cheated. They stole from their own, and it still didn't help them, you know? Listen, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so the Republican senator that was running only lost by like 1,000 votes, right? There you go. All those students are out-of-state campaign workers, whatever. And then Trump only lost by, I think, like 2,500 to Clinton. So all those out-of-state votes, and they're trying to revert some laws were put into place,
right?
That weren't in effect until this year because our governor's a... I didn't say the bad word. It's more accurate, but I didn't say it. But so the, you know, of course, Democrats took over. They repealed and reversed all his laws, but now he gets to veto them.
Yep. No, this joke. I love it. So wait a minute. I'm going to go back to I want you to think about something here. I'm going to go back to Warren's Refund Equity Act is what it's called. Okay. It's going to react. It will retroactively apply to married filing jointly status. It'll be refunding the amount.
Oh my God, it's really a bill?
It's really a bill. It will.
Oh my God.
It will refund the amount overpaid to same-sex couples who were married in states where such unions were recognized prior to the federal government doing so. The federal government forced illegal married same-sex couples in Massachusetts to file as individuals pay more in taxes for almost a decade. So they're going to look at the differences, and they're going to force refunds of that money. It'll cost them more money to figure out what the refund should be, right? And they're looking at almost $60 million in refunded, you know, money. Isn't he a peach?
Oh, my God. These people are ridiculous. I have to say, with all honesty, Joe, I don't understand how anyone can support any of these people. None of this stuff they're talking about is realistic. Single-payer health care that doesn't even work in countries with only 30 million people. We have 300 million people more. You think it's going to work here?
Well, that's why it'll work, though, because we have so many more people paying into it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. None of these people do a lick of research on the truth about all the stuff that they want to repeat research. In this country.
What's wrong with you, research? You can't swear on my show like that. Anyway.
Uh-oh, did I trigger you?
All right. No, yeah, right. Okay, so real quick, I got a real short one for you. The Supreme Court says a law banning registration of scandalous trademarks violates the First Amendment. So in other words, now, and I can't even, the one in particular, I can't even kind of, sort of do, okay? But the name of the company is Friends You Can't Trust. And it is the first letter from each word on the pen.
I read it. Okay. I know.
All right. So some people are complaining. We don't have enough time to do this. But basically, some people are complaining that this is really terrible. This is really disgusting. And I'm going, you know what? I agree with you. But if free speech is free speech, you got a deal, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We're going to find you.
I'm gonna trademark some, but I can't repeat them.
No, don't tell me. You can't. No.
Granite Crock, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Twitter at Conservative INB.
Thank you so much, Sheldon Senior Host. We'll be back in the next. Listen, you've got to stay with me because I got even crazier stories for you coming up in the next hour. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.